Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Talk radio for Catholic life.
Welcome to our fall pledge drive.
Join the family.
Hey, welcome to the Cale Clark Show. Man, it's so good to have you with me. This show is going to be straight fire. Not just because we're talking about purgatory, but we're going to have a lot of fun. Call 1-888-914-9149. Yep. Even though it's pledge drive week, we've got different tunes, a little bit of a different vibe going on, but you can still call in 888-914-9149. You can also email me, Cale, C-A-L-E, at relevantradio.com, and follow me on Twitter, at Cale Clark, C-A-L-E, Clark with an E. And the Cale Clark Show account is what you might expect. It's at Cale Clark Show. Well, let's kick off the hours we do each hour during this pledge drive week by praying a memorare for an end to abortion in our country and also for the success of our Join the Family pledge drive campaign. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was ever left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, we fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother. To you do we come, before you we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, today, of course, is All Souls Day. And the first couple of days in November are pretty epic in the Catholic Church because, of course, yesterday was All Saints Day. Today is All Souls Day. And we pray for the latter. We pray for all the holy souls in purgatory so that they might join the ranks of the former. They might become all saints. And they're destined to be saints. They are going to get there. We'll talk about that in just a minute. And of course, All Souls Day is largely about helping the holy souls in purgatory attain the beatific vision of God in heaven. I don't know if you guys remember, one of my favorite TV shows, and I know producer Lucas, you really like this show too. Do you guys remember the show Lost? It was on ABC TV, came out in 2008. A lot of people used to think that show was about purgatory. The story really centers around a plane crash that happened on a mysterious, almost supernatural island. And a lot of the survivors of this plane crash are trying to atone in some way for their past sins. So here's the trailer. Check this out.
It started with a buzz. Turned into a roar. And became a phenomenon. Called Lost.
It's normal.
Nathan! I'm having contractions.
You're gonna be okay.
Wednesdays this summer.
I've just been through a trauma here, okay?
We've all been through a trauma.
We're stranded on an island. No one's coming for us.
Do you think we're being punished?
Punished for what?
Things we did before. The secrets we kept. The lies we told.
If we can't live together, we're gonna die alone.
Okay, so you can definitely see the purgatory angle there. A lot of people thought, is this show really about purgatory? Now, the creators of Lost kind of debunked that thought. They kind of discredited that angle. But nonetheless, the show really did spark a new interest in the actual reality of purgatory for a lot of people. But even the very existence of purgatory, just like the strange island on the show Lost, is really dubious to a lot of non-Catholics because a lot of non-Catholic Christians, they look at purgatory and our beliefs about it, and they say it's unbiblical. They say it's an invention of the Catholic Church. Well, we need to deal with that. We need to explain the reality of purgatory. We need to prove purgatory from the Bible. So that's what we're going to do on this show today. We need to look at what the Catholic Church actually teaches about purgatory. And I think a good place to start, as always, is with the Catechism. Let's go to the source. Let's hear it from the horse's mouth. Here's what the Catechism says in paragraphs 1030, and of course the Catechism, which is sometimes abbreviated as CCC. I thought about doing a show called CC on the CCC, Cale Clark and the Catechism of the Catholic Church. I don't know, maybe we should still do that, but call in, let me know, 1-888-914-9149. But in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, which is abbreviated CCC, it's in paragraphs, and it's organized by paragraphs 1030, to paragraph 1032. Just going to read some selections from that. Here's what it says. All who die in God's grace and friendship, but still imperfectly purified are indeed assured of their eternal salvation. Now, let me just stop there for 1 second. Everybody who's in purgatory is going to heaven. So let me just dispel this false notion right off the bat. The purgatory is some sort of a second chance after death. It's not. Everybody who's in purgatory is going to heaven, all right? We'll talk more about this in a bit. It goes on to say in the Catechism, but after death, they undergo purification so as to achieve the holiness necessary to enter the joy of heaven. The Church gives the name purgatory to this final purification of the elect. Okay, the fact that, again, this word elect means they're going to heaven, which is entirely different, the Catechism continues, from the punishment of the damned. Okay, so purgatory is not hell. It's a totally different place. It's also not heaven. So the Catechism actually gets a lot of the statements I just read to you from a bunch of different church councils, for example, statements on purgatory from the Council of Trent, also from Florence. And no, when I say Florence, I'm not talking about Flo from Progressive Insurance. Remember her? How could you forget her? She's always in the commercials. This is my favorite. We got to play this. This is my favorite Progressive Insurance commercial featuring Flo. Check this out.
We're all set to bundle your home and auto insurance together. I'll just press this and you'll save on both.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, let's get ready to bundle!
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Let's get ready to bundle and save. Now that's Progressive.
Oh, I think I broke my spleen.
Yeah. Providing service by third party. That was, of course, Michael Buffer. And those of you listening in Las Vegas, of course, know him. The famous boxing ring announcer. Let's get ready to rumble. Love that guy. I was going to do that too, but he already just did that. And I want to save my voice and my spleen for later in the show. But actually, it's funny because somebody actually dressed up as... This was a brilliant move. If you're a fan of the NFL, if you watched the Chicago Bears game on Sunday against the 49ers, which was on Fox, everybody was dressing up with their Halloween costumes because it was Halloween. Somebody dressed up as Flo, and she got on TV a lot because Fox and the broadcast was sponsored by Progressive Insurance. So that was a masterstroke by this person dressing up as Flo. We should hire her. I got to get Rich Pye, Rich Pazinski, the director of marketing here at Relevant Radio, to hire that lady because she's very, very savvy. Anyways, so the Council of Florence, not Flo from Progressive, talks about purgatory as well. And I know that's a tortured segue, but I thought it was kind of fun. Anyways, the Church talks about a cleansing fire, which is totally different from the fires of hell. And there's a quote in the Catechism from Pope St. Gregory the Great. Check out what he says about this. This is Gregory the Great talking. As for certain lesser faults, we must believe that before the final judgment, there is a purifying fire. He who is truth, he's talking about Jesus there, obviously, who is the way, the truth, and the life. He who is truth says that whoever utters blasphemy against the Holy Spirit will be pardoned neither in this age nor in the age to come. Now, we're going to get into what this quote from Jesus really means in just a bit. But Pope Gregory goes on to say, from this sentence, we understand that certain offenses can be forgiven in this age, but certain others in the age to come. All right, so the Catechism goes on to say this. This teaching is also based on the practice of prayer for the dead, which is already mentioned in sacred scripture. And then it goes on to talk a little bit about Judas Maccabeus and the second book of the Maccabees. We'll talk about him and his situation in just a little bit. The Catechism says, from the beginning, the Church has honored the memory of the dead and offered prayers in suffrage for them, and that's what we did today, All Souls Day. Above all, the Eucharistic sacrifice, because that's the greatest prayer that we have to offer, so that, thus purified, they may attain the beatific vision of God. That's the vision of God. The Church also commends almsgiving, indulgences, and works of penance undertaken on behalf of the dead. And then there's a little final quote here in the Catechism from one of the great preachers of the early church, St. John Chrysostom. And Chrysostom means the golden mouth or the golden tongue. wonderful preacher, and he said this: let us help and commemorate them. And he's talking about the holy souls in purgatory. If Job's sons were purified by their father's sacrifice, why would we doubt that our offerings for the dead bring them some consolation? Let us not hesitate to help those who have died and to offer our prayers for them. End of quote. So again, you can read this in the Catechism, paragraphs 1030 to 1032. But somebody might say, hold on, hold on. Purgatory is not in the Bible. The word purgatory just isn't there. I checked. The church just wanted to start this whole thing about All Souls Day so they could make money from people offering masses for their dead loved ones. How do you respond to that? Well, I'm going to tell you after this quick message from Father Rocky. Be right back.
How does your desk look these days? Could it use a little tidying up? A lot of tidying up? Hi, this is Father Rocky from the Family Rosary across America. And our thank you gift today at the $50 a month giving level is an elegant Holy Family of Nazareth table organizer. It's a perfect place to put important papers or mail. Are you able to support the mission of Relevant Radio at the $50 a month level? It's a tax-deductible donation, and we have matching funds this hour. They say a creative mind is rarely tidy. If that describes you or someone you know, then this is a perfect gift. It's yours for a donation of $50 a month to Relevant Radio. Give online now at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or join the family at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
This is Timory here from Trending with Timory, joining Cale Clark during our quarterly pledge drive, and it's your opportunity today. It's Tuesday, and we're asking you to join the family here at Relevant Radio and be a part of this mission at Relevant Radio. You can donate now. We need $2.7 million. You only have 45 more minutes this hour to donate. The easiest way to donate, where you can see special thank you gifts we have for you, is by heading over to relevantradio.com. There's a banner there where you can see the gifts we have, everything from a tabletop organizer of the Holy Family. You could even use this for napkins in the middle of your table. I'm just saying. And to gifts for holy medals. I'm so grateful for all of you who have supported us, and I ask you to continue to support us. Again, relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app, or give us a call. The number is 1-877-291-0123 to donate and join the family.
Hey, Timory, it's so great to be with you again. And I love that Father Rocky said that a creative mind is rarely tidy. I'm gonna claim that as my own. Okay, because it's funny because my wife Patricia, just to give you a window into my little area of the world, she saw my desk where I'm doing the show from right now, and she said, Cale, there's going to be literally an avalanche here of books in just a minute, because I've got all these books stacked precariously on top of one another. It's kind of like a big, what's that game, Jenga or something? Or, you know, you just stack stuff.
Yes.
And that's what my desk looks like right now. So I need, listen, folks, I need this tabletop organizer. I need several of them. So, hey, if you donate just $50 a month, you can get one. You can get a few, and then send maybe a couple to me, maybe 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I need them all, and you'll support the mission of Relevant Radio, and you can join.
But one of these per person, though. Here's the
deal. Okay. All right. We're going to be stingy about it, but I'll tell you what, your gift, whatever you give, whether it's $50 a month, $100 a month, $500 a month. I was listening to Drew's show just a few minutes ago, Timory, and somebody donated $5,000. At the top of one of the hours. That's incredible. We can't let Drew have all the fun here, because any gift, any size is matched 100% with our partnership challenge this hour. So it's a great way to double your impact. You can't lose, and you'll help us to continue to proclaim the message of Christ through the media here at Relevant Radio. So call right now, 1-877-291-0123, or even easier, just hop onto the app, Relevant Radio app, or go to relevantradio.com. It's easy, it's secure. You can help us, and you can join the family. Don't delay. Do it now.
RelevantRadio.com, easiest way to give. You can see all the gifts we have to offer for you today. Join the family. Please respond. I need you to support us here at Relevant Radio.
This is The Cale Clark Show, giving you the confidence you need to bring the faith into everyday life. I need you to hold
on. All right. I just couldn't resist playing a little Bieber.
And well, Cale, purgatory is not far away from heaven, so this song is apropos.
Well, some people might think listening to Bieber is purgatorial, but no, he's actually, he's great.
Touché.
Bieber's super, super, super talented. And
I would agree with that assessment.
I might have a Bieber-related gift for you this Christmas, but I'm going to keep that under wraps for now, Lucas. But trust me, I want to reward you for all your hard work on the show. anyways, we'll save that for another time. Maybe that's a pledge drive premium for you there, Lucas. But anyways, just before the break, we were talking about purgatory because, of course, today is All Souls Day. We pray for the holy souls in purgatory. And sometimes a lot of non-Catholics will come up to us with questions, and they're sincere. They're sincerely looking. They're looking for answers. And they'll say, hey, I don't see purgatory anywhere in the Bible. You Catholics invented it. It's just a money-making scam, all these envelopes for holy souls and everything like that. Hey, there's nothing to this in reality. Well, how do you respond to that? How do you respond to that? Well, the way that non-Catholic Christians look at how we get transformed by Christ is very different from the Catholic point of view. And there are a lot of different types of Protestantism out there, a lot of different flavors. There's a lot more flavors than Baskin-Robbins, let's put it that way. Last I checked, there were over 33,000. Some people say it's up to over 35,000 different Protestant denominations that we know of right now. And that doesn't even include the sort of local Bible chapels that are on the corner and these independent churches and house churches and things like that. So these are just actual denominations, and they disagree with one another over a lot of important issues, as well as with the Catholic Church. So I can't really lump all Protestant doctrine under one big tent. But here's a common view, and I heard this a lot during my years as an evangelical when I was outside of the church, being a revert to the Catholic Church. There was this statement, I believe it was attributed to Martin Luther, and maybe Lucas or Patrick, you can fact check me on this, but I think it was Martin Luther who touched off the Protestant Revolution on Halloween. And that's why Halloween, this past Sunday, October 31st, was called, you might have seen this on social media, you might have heard, hashtag Reformation Day, because that's the day that Luther nailed his 95 theses to the door of the Castle Church in Wittenberg, and that really touched off the Protestant Revolution. And I tweeted a photo, and I was so disappointed that it didn't go viral. I was so sad about this. This is going to go viral, man. It's awesome. So it was a Halloween photo of a pumpkin with Martin Luther's face on it and 95 Reese's. Not theses, but 95 Reese's peanut butter cups nailed to a door. And I captioned it, heresy, or is that Hershey? Anyways, clever, maybe not so clever, but it didn't go viral. I was disappointed. But Martin Luther said this, "We are nothing but dunghills covered in snow." Dunghills covered in snow. So what's the idea behind that? That's a pretty arresting image, isn't it? So this is the concept that, we are not righteous. No one is righteous, not even one. We deserve nothing but eternal damnation for our sins. But Jesus, with his grace, covers us like a snowy blanket might cover a dunghill. And God, when he looks at us, he doesn't see the dunghill underneath, doesn't see all the sin, all the wretchedness. All he sees is his son, Jesus Christ. That's what it means to be in Christ. You might have heard that before, and that's the basis of some Protestant theology. Now, here's the thing. Here's what Catholics would say. God knows what's underneath the snowy blanket, okay? And it doesn't smell very nice. So he's not satisfied with just covering up that dunghill. He wants to actually transform us from the inside out. And this is what theologians call the speech act theory. Just like in the book of Genesis, when God said, "Let there be light," okay, it happened. God's word is powerful. It's very creative and active. And of course, Jesus is the word made flesh. So when God says to us in our baptism, "You are my son, you are my daughter, you are my child," That's not just a nice saying that actually happens. We're created, of course, in the image of God. We know this. And that's because we have a rational soul. There's a lot of ways that people try to define, you know, what is the image of God? What does it mean? Well, I think a good way to define it is that we have a rational soul. It's what makes us different from the animals. So there's two things in the book of Genesis, and you can check our Genesis series on The Faith Explained. Check the podcast. Check that you can binge listen to them on relevantradio.com. Just look up the show. A lot of people go back to them time and time again. So in the book of Genesis, it talks about people being created in the image and likeness of God. But here's the thing. Well, if the image is the rational soul, what's the likeness? The likeness is God's grace, is God's life, which Adam and Eve lost in the original sin. It's returned to us by God through baptism. That's the normal way he does that. So that's when we're baptized, the life of God can start working on us and in us from the inside out. And this is part of the process, the beginning of the process of being transformed into sons and daughters of God, that to be in actuality, Christians, little Christs. So it's a process. And that's what we call, really, Protestants would call it sanctification. It's becoming holier and holier and holier, more like Jesus. And Catholics, you know, we kind of look at it a little bit differently. Theologically, we say justification. The Catholic idea of justification has sanctification wrapped up in it. And so we do have to become holy. That's what it's all about. That's what All Saints Day was all about yesterday. We talked about that. And so when we are baptized, we become part of God's family. And again, purgatory is necessary. Purification is even necessary on earth. Forget about it, in the afterlife, to be in the presence of God. And Father Mario Romero has a really good analogy of this from a family perspective. He says this, quote, "After birth into our human family, we receive our family name, and when we're old enough, we're given free will by our parents to go out and play in the neighborhood. In our adventures at the neighborhood playground, we often fall down. We might muddy ourselves, and then we have to return home daily for a good bath. After a thorough scrubbing by our parents, the beloved child is once again a sweet-smelling member of his family. Now, if a muddy and sweaty child were to come into his parents' home and simply slip on some clean clothes and go sit at the supper table, his parents' noses would instantly detect the need for a good scrubbing and would quickly usher that child off to the bathroom so that he or she could get properly cleaned up. In a similar manner, after our baptismal birth into our heavenly family, our heavenly Father, God, gives us free will to go out into the playground of the world. But just as a human child in a human family often falls down and muddies themselves in their adventures, we often muddy ourselves as well spiritually, and we commit sins. And just as we human beings have to cleanse ourselves bodily on a wash-as-we-go basis throughout our life, Catholic Christians cleanse ourselves too, spiritually and sacramentally, on a wash-as-we-go basis in the blood of the risen Jesus Christ. And this is really what the sacraments do for us, but it's not just for this life. Sometimes we have to be cleansed in the next life as well. So we've still got to answer the question, where is purgatory in the Bible? It starts off in the Old Testament, and I am going to tell you where right after this break. So don't go anywhere. It's Cale Clark Show on Relevant Radio, 1-888-914-9149. We're proving purgatory today from the Bible.
I'm so excited. I'm waiting for the news. We need people to call this hour. I'm waiting for an update to hear how many people have called. This is Timory from Trending with Timory here with Cale Clark, and we're asking you to join the family. We need $2.7 million in order to continue to operate here at Relevant Radio to bring you the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ, to provide a positive spin on what's happening in the world. And so we're asking you now to support us, relevantradio.com, Relevant Radio app, 1-877-291-0123.
Oh, thanks so much, Timory, for being here with me today and for encouraging people to call in and donate, to go online and donate. When you do it online, you're going to get an extra special gift. It's going to come in really handy during the Advent season, which is coming up. We are less than 2 months away from Christmas, folks. Not to scare you.
I can't wait. Did you start listening to Christmas music?
No.
I mean, it was socially acceptable yesterday, no. Kale. Come on.
Yeah, I know. Mariah Carey kind of said, you know, Halloween's over. It's time for Christmas. Now, I don't agree with it.
Oh.
By the way, this is another story for another day. I love early Mariah Carey stuff. Is awesome. That's not one of my favorite songs. But at any rate, it's not time yet. It's not time yet. But it is time for you to join the family.
Who doesn't need a little Jesus in their life or a little sleigh bells? You know, the secular music is great, too. Maybe this is when it's acceptable to start the secular Christmas music, if you object to the religious Christmas music. But, I mean, we do receive him every Sunday at church. Why not celebrate?
There you go. Every Mass is a little Christmas, right? Because Jesus arrives on every altar.
Amen.
How about that? So I'll tell you something else, too. Christmas is a family feast. We often get together with our families. Thanksgiving is coming up. Even before we get to Christmas, there's Thanksgiving. Let's not forget that. That's a big family
feast.
Canadian. What do families do?
That already happened. What are you talking about?
I do both. I'm double dipping. Yeah, I did Canadian Thanksgiving earlier.
Why not? Would you eat bears up there in Canada?
Pardon me?
Would you eat bears up there in Canada?
No, we don't. It's very similar. We do turkey. We don't eat moose or anything like that. But families, when they get together for Thanksgiving, Timmy, they laugh together, they cry together, and they pray for one another. We're praying for family members who have gone before us today, holy souls in purgatory. And we need you to join the family with Relevant Radio and help us in our mission. 877-291-0123. Any gift you give, no matter how big it is, we are looking for maybe a couple generous donors to come in with an extra large gift today to help us. It's doubled, 100%. What a great return on an eternal investment. Go to relevantradio.com. Go to the Relevant Radio app. It's the easiest way. It's very secure online. Or call 1-877-291-0123. Join the family. Do it.
Oh,
go for
we've
it.
Got 35 people. You're next. Give us
Thank
a call.
Thank you so much. Thank you. God bless you.
Powered by you.
By you.
Listener supported.
Welcome back to our Join the Family Fall Pledge Drive on Relevant Radio.
We are family. I got all my brothers and sisters with me.
All right, sign them up. Thank you so much for everyone who's given this hour. And every gift that's given during this hour is a matching gift. 100% matched thanks to generous donors like you. Thanks for keeping this show on the air. It's really kind of a vote of confidence. You like the show. You appreciate what we're bringing to the table here. Faith, Facts, and Fun is the name of the game. And we're talking today on the Cale Clark Show about the biblical roots of purgatory. Again, a lot of people make an objection. They want to say that purgatory does not even appear in the Bible. It's not there. That the Catholic Church simply invented it.
Your objection is noted. The witness is an expert and the court will hear his opinion.
Thank you. Thank you, Judge Julius Randolph, from A Few Good Men. Don't believe it just because I'm saying it, though. The Catholic Church teaches this. I'm not making it up. I'm just kind of sharing this with you. And the word purgatory, in one sense, these objectors are right in that the word purgatory is not in the Bible. But that doesn't mean that the reality of purgatory is not in the Bible. It's very, very scriptural. It's very similar to the fact that the word incarnation, you'll never find that anywhere in the scriptures either. Did the incarnation happen? Yeah. It's just talked about in a different way. In John 1:14, the word became flesh and dwelt among us. So that's in the Bible, just talked about in a different manner. The Trinity is also in the scripture. A lot of people say, the word Trinity is not. That's true. The word Trinity is not there, but the concept is there. The reality is there. And the same is true for purgatory. So here's some verses. Now, we can't really go over everything in the little bit of time that we have left, but here's a few verses that you need to remember. So you might want to jot these down or type them into your phone. Number one, blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God, or the pure of heart, for they will see God. That's in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5:8. Matthew 5:48, again in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says, be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect. He's not saying, I don't really mean it. He didn't go on to say, there's not like a little footnote in the text saying, yeah, but just try your best. No, he really does mean it. The goal is perfection. The goal is becoming a saint. Here's what it says in the letter to the Hebrews. strive for that holiness without which no one will see the Lord. Hey, becoming a saint, becoming holy, it's not optional. It is not optional. Okay, you've got to strive for it. So if your goal is just to get in by the skin of your teeth, what happens if you miss? All right, so aim for great sanctity. We're trying to become canonizable saints here. And then finally, in the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, it says this, nothing unclean will enter heaven. Okay, God is absolutely all holy. He is absolutely pure, and we can't bring sin into his presence. And that illustration I gave you before, the purgatory is kind of the mud room of heaven. That's a very appropriate analogy. And so really what this is about is this is about the difference between, at one level, it's about the difference between mortal sin and venial sin. Now, if you die in a state of unconfessed mortal sin, you're not repentant, you're in a state of deadly sin, you're not in God's friendship, and you die, that's a bad place to be. That's a bad place to be. And we need to avoid this at all costs and keep very short accounts with God. Here's what it says in John's first letter, the Apostle John, 1 John chapter 5, verses 16 and 17. John writes, if anyone sees his brother or sister sinning, if the sin is not deadly, he should pray to God and God will give that person life. This is only for those whose sin is not deadly. There is such a thing as deadly sin, about which I do not say that you should pray. All wrongdoing is sin, but there is sin that is not deadly. And sometimes that's translated as not mortal. So there's two, you know, broadly speaking, there's two different kinds of sin. There's mortal sin, which is the deadly sin, and there's venial sin, which is still sin. It's not to be taken lightly. As St. Augustine once said, hey, if your sins don't give you pause because of their gravity, you know, how you know, if they're not, they should give you pause because of their sheer number. Okay, you can be thrown into a Roman Colosseum and be devoured by a lion in one bite, and you're out. That's a mortal sin, you know. Or you can be thrown into a pit and be covered with little gnats that will, you know, as St. Augustine says, the little gnats biting you, they'll kill you too by their sheer number. And that's why we have to be careful about venial sins. So it's nothing to worry about here. So again, here's a couple little examples that I like to use. Think about a tap, a tap of water. You're turning on the tap at the sink, at the kitchen sink. That's like God's grace. So God's grace is like the water flowing. When we shut off the tap, that's like a mortal sin. It cuts off the flow. All right, you go to confession, and then you turn that tap back on. Everything's flowing again. It's fine. Or another example would be marriage. A relationship with God is like a marriage. In fact, the Bible begins with a wedding, Adam and Eve. It ends with a wedding of Christ and his church in the book of Revelation. And marriage, sometimes you might have I don't know if this ever happened to you, but you might have a fight with your spouse or a disagreement with your spouse. And maybe things get a little frosty, a little chilly. Might need to buy some roses, or maybe you're in the doghouse for a couple of days. I don't know. But a venial sin, if you look at your relationship with God like a marriage, a venial sin is kind of like having a fight with your spouse. Maybe you've done something to offend them. Maybe it really is your fault. And that relationship needs to be, it's not where it should be. It needs to be repaired. A mortal sin is like getting a divorce. It ends the relationship, cuts it off. It's over. Done. So that's a really good example of the difference. So you still need to repent of these venial sins and deal with them. And so in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus talks about one of these mortal sins, and that's the sin against the Holy Spirit. He says this, and this has something to do with purgatory here. And this is the quote from Pope Gregory the Great. He referenced this teaching of Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount. It's not in the Sermon on the Mount. It's in Matthew chapter 12. Jesus says, whoever speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven either in this age or in the age to come. Now, this is what's been often called the unforgivable sin. Why is it the unforgivable sin? Well, simply this. It's like if your doctor tells you you have a deadly serious heart disease, you need a heart transplant or you're going to die. Now, if you said, you know, I don't trust you, doc. I don't trust the science here. I don't trust that I'm really sick. I'll just do my own research, thanks. I'll just Google some stuff and I'll maybe take some herbal supplements. I'll be fine. Well, if you don't trust that the doctor is actually going to save you and knows what he's doing, of course you're not going to go to him for that life-saving operation. You're going to die. So that's why if you reject the Holy Spirit, you're in bad shape. But here's the thing that in Jesus' statement that we need to pay attention to with respect to purgatory. He says the possibility of being forgiven either in this age or in the age to come. Now, why would he even say that unless it's possible for some sins to be dealt with in the age to come, in eternity? So, as Father Mary Romero says, when you look at Jesus' statement here, it appears that he's saying that a Christian's conversion to Jesus does not stop at the death of his or her body. That's really interesting. So we start off this process when we're baptized, becoming more like Christ, becoming the best version of ourselves, becoming saints, becoming holy. But what if we're not finished that process by the time we die? What happens after that? Well, the process can continue in the afterlife if we die in God's friendship. Okay, so you can't be in a state of unrepentant, unconfessed, mortal sin. That's a bad place to be. But what if you still have some cleaning up to do? You're still not perfect. You may be holding on to that grudge or holding on to some selfish things, some venial sins. Can you honestly say that if you were to die tonight, that you're fit to stand before the thrice holy God and say, yeah, let me in just as I am? Cardinal Ratzinger, who became Pope Benedict XVI, said, hey, if purgatory didn't exist, we'd almost have to invent it because we need it. Most of us need it. Yeah, there's some saints that could probably skip right over purgatory, the Mother Teresa's, and we aimed for that. That's the ideal. Why not purify ourselves now? Why do it in the afterlife? But there is this place that God has provided. And again, it's in the entire Bible. It's in the Old and New Testaments. And right after this quick little break, I'm going to show you the Old Testament passage where you can find out about purgatory. And our friend, Judas Maccabeus the Hammer. We're going to hammer you with some truth here on the Cale Clark Show. 1-888-914-9149. Be right back, but stay with us for this quick break.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Bill in Lake Mary, Florida, saying he's been away from the Catholic Church for 40 years. He recently found Relevant Radio and desires the Eucharist, but is kind of ashamed to go to confession. So he's praying that he will find the courage to receive those sacraments, especially confession and the Eucharist. And yeah, we'll pray for you, Bill.
We will pray for you, Bill. And you'll be so happy when you go to confession. Of course, you always have the right to go anonymously. Welcome back. Welcome home.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you.
How has Relevant Radio impacted your life?
Make a tax-deductible donation now to support our mission at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
Ask about making a recurring gift.
It's the Cale Clark Show. We'll get right back to his show. This is Timmery joining Cale Clark now. We're asking you to join the family. You can donate online, relevantradio.com. We have so many neat gifts for you coming from Poland, of the Holy Family, of a Venerable Fulton Sheen, a book for you to pray with him all year round. So go check it out, relevantradio.com. You can see the gift, see what your giving level. Maybe you're able to give a dollar a day, but whatever you give today is matched dollar for dollar, Kale. And people, if you need to, you can donate on the phone, 1-877-291-0123. But Kale, I love these days because people are willing to support Relevant Radio, but they say, hey, I want others to as well. And so they'll say, we'll match anything you give today.
Absolutely. And you can get on the action by going to relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. It's easy. It's secure online. Plus, you get that free gift, the wonderful MP3 talk from our wonderful Father Richard Simon. I just love Father Simon. He's just got so many great insights, and he's so fun to listen to. And this is something you can share with your friends, too, over the Advent season. It's called Yes, Virginia, There Is a St. Nicholas. But you can also call if you don't have access to your app right now. Maybe you're driving and you can do a hands-free call. You can call 1-877-291-0123. Timory, I got a message from Michael who said, Kale, thank you so much for your programs. You bring the scriptures to life. Thanks a lot, Michael. I really appreciate that. And someone named Kevin on Twitter, he's under the handle Just Kevin. He wrote in and said, your shows are so good, like with a lot of O's on that. So good. Well, thank you so much, Kevin. I really appreciate that. Please pray for me. And if you can hop on the app as well and make a donation, we'd appreciate that. Because it's really these shows, whether it's Father Simon Says, whether it's the Patrick Madrid Show or the Drew Mariani Show, Trending with Timory, this show, The Faith Explained, whatever it may be, the Family Rosary Across America, when you give, it's really a vote of confidence saying, I want more of this, because the fact of the matter is, we operate almost 200 real radio stations all across the United States, and it's not cheap. There is a cost to this, but we think it's worth paying the cost to reach the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So won't you help us do that?
Oh, we are approaching, I'm getting information now, about 60 people have stepped up said yes to support the Kale Clark Show. You have 15 minutes. I'd like to say, let's say 30 more people. I think we can do this in 15 minutes. Oh, wait, 14 minutes. Now is your time to call, go to the website, donate now during this hour, relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app, or give us a call, 1-877-291-0123.
This is The Kale Clark Show, giving you the confidence you need to bring the faith into everyday life.
Hey, welcome back to the show. We're looking at proving purgatory using the Bible. And in the Old Testament, there's a passage that doesn't appear in a lot of Protestant Bibles because it was taken out for various reasons. And one of the reasons might be, it does refer to purgatory. And I'm talking about the second book of Maccabees. It's one of the books of the Maccabees, obviously. It talks about Judas Maccabeus and what he did when some of his soldiers fell into sin. I'm going to pick up the text in 2 Maccabees chapter 12, starting with verse 38. It says, "Then Judas assembled his army and went to the city of Adullam. As the seventh day was coming on, they purified themselves according to the custom, and they kept the Sabbath there. On the next day, as by that time it had become necessary, Judas and his men went to take up the bodies of the fallen and to bring them back to lie with their kinsmen in the sepulchres of their fathers. Then under the tunic of every one of the dead, they found sacred tokens of the idols of Jamnia, which the law forbids the Jews to wear. And it became clear to all that this was why these men had fallen." Okay, I just want to interject there for 1 second here. In this case, these guys might have been struck down for their idolatry. This does not mean that every single time somebody gets sick or dies in battle or whatever the case may be, that's because they've done something to displease God. But in this particular case, and Jesus talked about this all the time, hey, just because disaster befalls someone, don't assume that they're not right with God, that God's punishing them somehow. So we have to be really, really careful with that. But in this case, it seems like maybe this is what happened. Text goes on to say in 2 Maccabees chapter 12, "And it became clear to all that this is why these men had fallen. So they blessed all the ways of the Lord, the righteous judge, who reveals the things that are hidden. And they turned to prayer, begging that the sin which had been committed might be wholly blotted out. And the noble Judas exhorted the people to keep themselves free from sin, for they had seen with their own eyes what had happened because of the sin of those who had fallen. He also took up a collection, man by man, to the amount of 2,000 drachmas of silver, and sent it to Jerusalem to provide for a sin offering. In doing this, he acted very well and honorably, taking account of the resurrection. For if he were not expecting that those who had fallen would rise again, it would have been superfluous and foolish to pray for the dead. But if he was looking to the splendid reward that is laid up for those who fall asleep in godliness, it was a holy and pious thought. Therefore, he made atonement for the dead, that they might be delivered from their sin. So that's in 2 Maccabees chapter 12. So if you want to look up that up later, that's where you can find that. I think this is a powerful passage here because think about it. Praying for the dead, making this offering, and really it's very similar to what we do on All Souls Day. This is an Old Testament example of that in which an offering was taken up, liturgical action was happening in Jerusalem, praying for the souls of the departed. Now, this would make no sense at all if these guys were already in heaven, because you know, they don't need our prayers in heaven. They've already achieved their ultimate fulfillment. Also, this wouldn't make any sense if these guys were in hell. H-E double hockey sticks, because hell is eternal. You're not getting out. There's no way out. There is no second chance after death. We have to say this time and time again. Purgatory is not a second chance after death. Here's what St. Paul says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. He talks about the righteous judgment of God. He says, "Indeed, God deems it just to repay with affliction those who afflict you and to grant rest with us to you who are afflicted. When the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels and flaming fire, inflicting vengeance upon those who do not know God and upon those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus." Okay, so right there, we should know right off the top, not everybody's going to heaven. That's the reality. "They shall suffer," Paul says, "the punishment of eternal destruction and exclusion from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his might when he comes on that day to be glorified in his saints and to be marveled at in all who have believed, because our testimony to you was believed. To this end, we always pray for you that our God may make you worthy of his call and may fulfill every good resolve and work of faith by his power, so that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ." So in that passage, Paul talks about the eternality of hell. And that's in a lot of different passages in the Bible as well. It's in the teaching of the church. So the only thing that makes sense here is that there's this third place where the prayers would actually help these people. They don't need them in heaven. The prayers would be of no use if the person is in hell. Can't get them out. Think about the parable Jesus told about the rich man and Lazarus in the Gospel of Luke. The rich man isn't getting out. There's a great chasm, Jesus says, it's been fixed. I know it's a parable, but it points to a greater reality. And so after you die, your soul is going to go to one of three places, either straight to heaven, if you're already perfectly holy, you can skip right over, or the great tragedy, which we must avoid, and this is the great drama of life, is an eternal hell. If it's unfit for heaven, unconfessed mortal sin, totally selfish, or there's this third place. And again, it's the mudroom of heaven. Everybody in purgatory is going to heaven. They've got to get rid of these traces of selfishness, venial sin. They've got to let go so that God can clean them up. And this is a purifying fire. And St. Paul talks about this in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. I wish I had more time to get into this because there's lots more in the scriptures about it. And maybe we can do this tomorrow on the Cale Clark Show. But understand, hell is not a party. Billy Joel said in his song, "Only the good die young. I'd rather laugh with the sinners than cry with the saints." But guess what? There is no laughing in hell. And there's a lot of joy in heaven. And that's where you need to go. We'll talk more about this later. But Timmy's coming up with me right now. We want you to join the family. It's the Cale Clark Show. Please support us right now. We'll be right with you in just a moment.
It's time, and it's time for you to join the family here at Relevant Radio. It's been a great hour, and you have 5 minutes left to support the Cale Clark Show. We've had about 65, approaching 70 people. Thank you so much for supporting
us here. Thank you. God bless you.
Amen. Amen, Cale. I mean, this is great. These are people who are saying, you know, I love the Cale Clark Show. I love Relevant Radio. I want other people to love the show and love Relevant Radio. And I want to make sure that other people hear the good news of Jesus Christ, the forgiveness of sins, about the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist. These are all things that people are saying yes to today. Mm-hmm. And you can too by supporting the Cale Clark Show here on Relevant Radio in the next takes 5 minutes by going to relevantradio.com. You can see all the gifts we have. Thank you gifts that are wonderful to incorporate our faith into our home.
Absolutely. So go to relevantradio.com, go to the app or call 877-291-0123. And don't forget, it's a partnership challenge hour just for the next 5 minutes. Any donation you make, no matter how big or how small, every dollar will be matched 100%. You know, Timmy, a lot of people are talking about the stock market, the incredible run that Tesla's had, Elon Musk, Bitcoin. A lot of people are asking, what is a Bitcoin? I'll have to have a show about that. But these are the things that people are investing in. But I'll tell you what, you can make an investment in the currency of eternity right now. I like that. I like that. I should use that. I used to have a professor who, whenever he said like a zinger, a phrase that he really liked, he'd say, ooh, I like the way I put that. So, hey, it's the currency of eternity. It's human souls. They're going to live forever somewhere. Let's make sure that they get to the place where God wants them to go. And that's, of course, the beatific vision, seeing God, Our Lady, the saints. That's where the real life is. And so we want to tell people about this on Relevant Radio. So call 1-877-291-0123. It's a partnership challenge, 100% match, dollar for dollar, relevantradio.com and the Relevant Radio app.
You can be that person right now to step up and support the Cale Clark Show. And like you said, Cale, you know, it's an investment in eternity. And so many people are frustrated about what's happening in the world or, you know, the direction their kids are going in. But, you know, people discover their faith by stumbling upon that radio station that they heard, Relevant Radio, where they heard a positive story that touched them. And the Holy Spirit, Cale, is working. He sends the people who need to hear exactly what's being said. And this is the power of Catholic radio, that our Lord and the Holy Spirit is the one who's speaking, the one who's working. And this is, I think, the great news that, you know, if you're frustrated with what's happening in a loved one's life, well, you're providing an opportunity for another person's loved one, and maybe yours, to discover Relevant Radio and receive the good news, receive the truth, and see the beauty and goodness of the world as they're meant to see and know it.
Yeah, that's so true, Timmy. And we have a lot of listeners to this program who are not Catholic, they're not Christian, and that's great. Like, we welcome everybody. And hey, even, you don't have to be Catholic to make a donation too. So you can do it as well. 877-291-0123. Go to relevantradio.com or the app. And you know what? We're coming up to the end of the year. I'm a big procrastinator. I'm guilty as charged. I tend to put things off. But this is our last chance. We're not having another pledge drive this year after this week. And don't leave it till later in the week. You might forget about it. I know for me, it might end up under one of the books on my desk that's threatening to become an avalanche here. I need that Holy Family desk organizer now.
Make your donation, Cale. relevantradio.com, Relevant Radio app.
Absolutely. And we tend to forget about these things. So don't procrastinate. Don't put it off. Do it now. You're going to feel great. God loves a cheerful giver. And you know that your dollars are going to be put to good use, and they're going to be matched 100% right now. RelevantRadio.com or the app, 877-291-0123.
And just to be clear, when we say match, if you donate $5, someone else is donating $5, making it $10. If you donate $10,000, which I know you can, some of you can do that right now, your $10,000 turns into $20,000. Whatever you can give, every single donation makes a difference, and you're supporting Relevant Radio, the Cale Clark Show, all of the shows here on Relevant Radio. I'm Timmy, joining Cale Clark right now. And Cale, relevantradio.com, Relevant Radio app. It's the easiest way to give. 1-877-291-0123. People are calling. Oh my gosh, we've got about 70, 75 people right now. Thank you so much for supporting the Cale Clark Show here on Relevant Radio. Donate now. See the gifts we have for you. Relevantradio.com.